Question from Ashish Puri Prabhu. In Siamese twins who are conjoined, are there two souls, one Paramatma, one soul, one Paramatma, two souls, two Paramatma? At least those who are joined at the head, craniophagus, have two different bodies, but the head is same. There I understand two different souls, but those joined at the thorax, thoracophagus, where they can have a single heart, how many souls are there? Answer. Even in the case of twins who are very closely joined together, whether it be by the head or the heart, researchers have found that they have distinct personalities. And the reason why they have distinct personalities is very difficult for modern science to explain. The twins can be the monozygotic or bizygotic. That means they are formed from the one zygote itself or from two separate zygotes that are formed during the process of conception. Now, when the twins are monozygotic, that means they are formed from the same zygote, then their entire genetic material is the same. And if their entire genetic material is the same, and according to modern reductionistic medical science, all of our personality is shaped by our genes. So both of them, both the twins who are monozygotic, should have identical personality. But that never happens. They have different personalities. One of them might be a chain smoker, the other might be a teetotaler, who doesn't smoke at all or has any other bad habits like that. And both of them have grown up with the same, under the care of the same parents, the same environment. One of them might be irritable, the other might be very sober and gentle. It varies. So, when we see that there are two distinct personalities over there, that personality comes from the soul. The physical attributes might be determined by the genetic structures, but the moods, the emotions, and everything else that comprises the personality in our eyes is ultimately coming from the soul. So even if they have two hearts, their hearts are joined together, still that means those two souls have a peculiar kind of karma by which they are meant to be physically, almost inextricably bound together. That may be for good, that may be for bad. It depends on how those two can develop a relationship. But either way, that is just a result of karma. So if there are two distinct persons over there, in the sense that there are two distinct personalities with their own individuality and their individual likes and dislikes and moods and emotional responses like that, then that means they are two different personalities. So it is not that the area of the heart is indispensably physically essential for the soul. No, the soul is situated in the region of the heart and the soul functions through that area. But it is always possible that in some exceptional cases like this, the soul is forced to share that area with another soul. And that is all that happens. Both of them share the area and both of them have their own other bodily parts which they control. And his whole system is due to the result of some past karma, and it is arranged and overseen by the super soul. So whether they have a common head or a common heart doesn't matter, because the soul's interaction with the body happens through the region of the heart, but it is not essential for the soul to have complete control of one heart to be able to function. The heart is just the location through which the soul interacts with the body. But it does not have any special function that makes it indispensable for the soul. The soul is spiritual, and ultimately its interaction with the body doesn't depend on its location in a particular organ. It depends on the will of the Supreme Lord, who makes the arrangement for the interaction. Thank you.